job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
You know that feeling you get when your team goes big? Get that same feeling on Zen Sports. Sign up for a Zen Sports account and receive up to a $1,000 no danger first wager. That's right. If your first bet loses, you can be reimbursed for the amount of your bet up to a $1,000 maximum. Zen Sports offers an exclusive VIP program to Tennesseans. Head to zensports.com/VIP to learn more. Zen Sports. Betting just got better. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. No danger wager limited to qualify. Supply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, it's Gabe time. Gabe Kuhn.
Gabe Kuhn was one of the great little trivial nuggets in all football bios. His grandfather was the inventor of the Easy Bake Oven.
Like a boss, the best lineman on the radio. Well, the only lineman on the radio. It's Gabe time.
Game time. We're ready.
The Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. With today's special guest host, Sparky Pfeiffer.
Welcome in. It is a Friday. The weekend is here. Connor was telling me Porch Fest. That's where you're going to find Connor this weekend. Are you going to Porch Fest? Will you see Connor? Will you ask for his autograph? Do you sign a lot of autographs when you're out and about on the town, Connor?
No, I definitely do not.
Really?
Yeah, definitely not. People come and hang out with me when
Brad doesn't put you out for appearances, signing autographs and stuff?
We'll do appearances every once in a while, but not necessarily for autographs, no. I don't think that I'm far from that level, I would say.
Do people line up and get Gabe's autograph?
I have seen people do that, yes. And I think a big part of it, though, is that he is a former Memphis Tiger. And
yeah,
not only is he a former Memphis Tiger, he's one of the most winning Memphis Tigers of all time.
Well, I mean, that's good, but I mean, he's got to show you some love. Like, hey, I'll give you my autograph, but you got to get Connor's autograph on that football too.
Hey, they come and support my trivia nights that I host, so I'll take that.
That's good. All right, so big news for the University of Memphis. FedEx announces they're all in with Memphis, $5 million per year for the next 5 years, part of their NIL program. And, of course, these athletes will promote FedEx, clearly. The program initially centered around football, men's and women's basketball, and additional women's sports. I immediately say, this is amazing. This is awesome. This is a big, big thing, obviously, for Memphis to allow everybody to try and be competitive in this NIL portal world that we are currently living in college sports. Now, having said that, let's start talking about really how far $5 million goes when we start talking about breaking it up amongst many different areas. I mean, there were reports last year that quarterbacks were going for $1 million a pop with NIL money. That's quarterbacks. So now, even if you take that a step down and say, okay, well, I'm not going to spend $1 million for a quarterback, obviously, because if you're spreading $5 million over all these sports, you would think that a good chunk of that money is going to go to football because you have more scholarships tied to that than anything else. Then you would think the next chunk of money goes to men's and women's college basketball, and then the remainder goes to, you know, some of the other women's sports at Memphis. So let's just say it's $2 million that goes to Memphis football, and there's no official breakdown of this, so I'm guessing. Let's say $2 million goes to football, and then let's say, you know, $1 million each goes to men's basketball, men's and women's college basketball. Do we think that's going to be even? Do we think it's going to be $1.5 million to college basketball and $500,000 to women's basketball? I'm not sure how they divide that. And then, you know, the rest of that money covers the rest of the other million covers the rest of women's sports, maybe, or only maybe they only get $500,000 to spend on NIL money. I don't know, and maybe Connor would know this, who is like the big spender currently prior to FedEx that's helping Memphis with NIL money?
There's a couple banks and businesses around the city.
But local, nothing national?
Yeah, local. Nothing as national as FedEx, no. Definitely not.
See, and that's obviously a huge deal, that getting this first national tie-in to help out. And then it's going to be a matter of, you know, spending that money wisely. And this is something that each program, you know, wrestles with as far as, okay, if I'm going to give this much money to a guy, you know, is this guy going to work, or girl? Is this guy or girl going to work hard, put in the time, the effort, plus still keep their grades up, not leave me after a year for the portal to go play somewhere else? It's great having the money, but you have to be careful of where you spend it. And especially right now, if that pool of money isn't as large as, say, Alabama or Tennessee or some of these other larger programs, you really are in a role of almost a small market baseball team, to where when you spend money, you kind of have to be right, because a mistake on your end on a big money player could be very costly, because that, you know, doesn't allow you to spend that money on a couple of other players if you put all of your eggs in one basket for one player at Memphis for football. Or if you're looking at basketball and Penny Hardaway, I'm sure he's ecstatic more than anybody else to get his hands on some of this money. Connor, what was your initial reaction to this news today?
Thank you again to FedEx, because the main reason we're getting all of our, you know, stadium and FedEx Forum renovations this time around is because FedEx made a pledge toward that as well, and they helped get the ball rolling there. So once again, FedEx comes in and saves the day for Memphis athletics. It's tremendous news, because the University of Memphis have been trying to position themselves to get ready for the next time the ACC or the Big 12 are looking for a school to be added there. And this shows that they have spending power that can be sustained over multiple years. I think it's going to be big time in recruiting. Within this video that FedEx and the University of Memphis released, for example, you saw Mario Anderson in there, and he's the running back that Memphis was able yep. to get from South Carolina. And, you know, he was being recruited by some major schools, and Memphis was able to win that recruiting battle. And I have to wonder if maybe this deal was in the works, or if you knew about
Absolutely.
This coming down the road. So, hey, you know, come to University of Memphis. You're still going to be able to get that NIL money.
Here's $200,000, Mario. Thanks for
right.
playing.
And then just look around the NFL right now, how many running backs are from the University of Memphis. So you can definitely get to the NFL from here. So I just think it's a tremendous day for the University of Memphis, for FedEx, and for Memphis Athletics. I love that it's not just going to be for the major sports at the U of M, too. Like, it's going to be spread out, like you said, across all sports or many sports, including women's sports. So I think that's a great thing, because over at the University of Memphis, women's basketball had a great season. Women's soccer had a great season. So they deserve some love, too. So it just feels like a thumbs-up deal all around, from the fans to the university to FedEx.
You know, that's the thing, too. When you start talking about trying to compete in the recruiting battles, it's no longer about my school has a really good educational department. We really have a good business department. Come here and get a really great education. I remember, I think it was Nick Saban that got ripped and criticized for apparently telling a student that if you want to play in the NFL, you come play for me. And the mom was just bent out of shape, because she wanted to talk about education and college and all this other stuff. And he was like, I'm just being honest. If you want to come play for me, I'll help get your kid to the NFL. That's what it's here. This is what it's about. I'm here to help get your kid to the next level. And I think if you played for Calipari at Memphis, I think it was kind of the same thing. He didn't expect anybody to go to school for 4 years. He was trying to get the kids to the NBA. And now with the NIL money, it's no longer about education. It's just not. Now, again, maybe if, you know, you're a backup offensive lineman or a backup running back or third string or fourth string wide receiver, and you're not, you don't have that NIL money being offered to you from anybody, or not that much NIL money, then sure, then it's okay. Maybe I don't have NFL talent, so I'm going to have to get a degree wherever I go and make it work out in the real world. But for these star kids that are, you know, number one in their state or top two or three in their state or whatever the case may be, they're getting recruited by Power Five programs.
Right.
It's not about that. It's about, I'm going to get $1 million possibly, and I'm not really worried about my education anymore, and I'm going to have a chance to maybe go to the NFL if I play well enough over the next, you know, 3 or 4 years kind of going forward. It really has become kind of a pro sport to a certain degree.
Yeah, without a doubt. And that's why Gabe and I have had a lot of conversations about, you know, we are for player empowerment and players being able to do what they want to do and be able to make money. But we are kind of still in the wild, wild west era, if you will, of NIL. And I do think that there needs to be some sort of governing body that can, you know, put some rules down, because it just feels like right now it's a bit too chaotic. You know, I do want a little bit more rules around this NIL stuff going on. Like, I love that players can get their money, but it does feel like there needs to be some loyalty attached to it, I think, still. Like, it takes away from a bit of the pageantry of college sports, in my opinion, when you can't have, you can't rely that a guy's going to be at your school for more than 1 year, so you can't really bond with players like you used to be able to. They don't represent the cities as much as they used to, and it's something that I personally miss from college athletics, and I hope that we can bring that back. And there has to be a happy medium between making sure that players are empowered and they get what they deserve with this money, because I absolutely do think that they deserve it, but there still needs to be some loyalty, in my opinion, to the schools that they commit to. Whether that is a 2-year contract, if you go to a school, you have to be there for at least 2 years, maybe that could be what happens down the road. I'm not sure, but it does still feel like there needs to be some sort of rule put down around this NIL stuff right now, because it is truly chaotic. And that's why, really, in this video that came out, not only was I watching it because I was excited that FedEx and Memphis have this NIL deal now, but also one of my favorite Memphis Tiger football players, Rock Taylor, popped up in this video, and now I can be like, okay, great, Rock Taylor's going to be on this team next season. He's not going to jump into the spring portal. It wasn't really rumored that he was going to, but, you know, he is a major piece of this football team moving forward next season. He's going to be super, super important for Seth Hennigan. He was one of his favorite targets last year, and just knowing that he's going to be here now 100% for next season, it can relax me a little bit.
So this is the other thing. So you say, oh, he's here, he's not going. The problem is you don't know, because everybody's got guys now, right? So everybody's like, for instance, let's use you, Connor. So, oh man, you know, they love you at ESPN Memphis, man, you're the guy, whatever else, and so forth. Okay, good, sounds good. And then all of a sudden you get a call from somebody else, you know, somewhere else, that's offering you triple the money. And everybody there at ESPN Memphis thinks you're happy. You're not going anywhere. You know, you're there long term. You're going to grow with the station, eventually get a full-time hosting job, and everything's going to work out great. And all of a sudden, somebody else offers you a full-time hosting job, triple the money, and all of a sudden, poof, you're up and out of there. And they're left like, what just happened? He just said he was happy yesterday, and now he's gone. Well, the opportunity came to make a whole heck of a lot more money, and you left. And that's the problem, in my opinion, that schools like Memphis and other schools are going to run into.
Right.
Unless they get to, you know, one of the Big Ten, Big 12, SEC, whatever. You get to one of those big top power conferences, because that's where I think we're headed, to be honest with you. If we're going to have a real conversation here, is it's eventually going to be two conferences.
Without
a doubt. Two super conferences.
100% agree.
100%. And then everybody else is going to be left behind, and there's going to be like soccer, I guess, where they're just going to kick schools out if they're not competitive enough and bring new schools in, and it's going to be a constant rotation at the bottom of these conferences.
Yeah, 100% agree with that. Gabe and I have been talking about how it is headed that direction for a while now. And really, all you have to do is look at the TV deals and how they're structured, and that kind of tells you all you need to know. Like, the SEC having that board of advisors feels very odd when they have, you know, a kill switch on one of the conferences because of a TV deal. It just feels like they harbor a little bit too much power. But eventually, that's where college athletics are going. And that's why having an NIL deal like this, it's great for the current athletics, like making sure that players stay here. You can get guys now for Memphis basketball in next season. We talked yesterday about how they're having to do most of their work in the NIL portal or in the transfer portal right now. So it's going to do great help there. Maybe you can bring a guy like David Jones back now because that money situation is a bit tricky. But ultimately, I think this move is more for showing that Memphis has the spending power to be included in one of those conferences, because it just feels like if you want to have sustained success now in the new land of college athletics, you have to be in one of those major conferences. It's great that Memphis, you know, is where they are in the groups. Like, they're at the top. We talked yesterday. They have a shot to get into the college football playoff. There's no aspirations to win that thing, but hey, just being in it, being in that dance.
It's a huge deal.
But you have to basically have a perfect season. They're playing FSU the first game. I think they may be able to stumble one time, but you probably can't lose two games and be into that because of the conference that you're coming from. You're coming from the American. But if you were in the ACC and you had two losses, hey, maybe you would have more of a shot to still be in that college football playoff or to be, you know, in the NCAA tournament if you're coming from a better conference. So I think that this move from Laird Veach and the University of Memphis is mostly to show, listen, it's great now because it's going to help our athletics immediately, but ultimately this move is to show the rest of the conferences that Memphis is ready to jump into one of those bigger conferences, because now we have the spending power combined with success, combined with now renovations coming to the Liberty Bowl and coming to the FedEx Forum. So those are a pretty big three bargaining power things to walk into a table with.
Even the ACC's in trouble.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now.
That kill switch
Florida
State is crazy.
Florida State's trying to get out,
yeah.
And I've heard rumblings for, I don't know, 2 years, that Florida State and Clemson are trying to get to the Big Ten. I mean, if that's true, and if they eventually get to the Big Ten, you don't think the Big Ten's going to go back and get more from the ACC if they get those two down there? They're going to go back and get a couple others probably in the same swoop. That is, to me, if the ACC falls apart next, that's going to make it even more difficult for Memphis, because then those teams are going to be running, trying to hop into the SEC or the Big Ten, kind of like how the Pac-12 blew up.
Well, and it happened to Memphis in the past. I'm not sure if you remember this, but Memphis got into the Big East at one point, and then as soon as they got into it, it just completely fell apart, and it ended up becoming the American.
Right.
And it's just like, you don't want that to happen again, because that's happened to Memphis in the past. So when you do make this jump, you need to make sure that it is to a conference that you believe will be sustained and isn't going to, you know, Pac-12 on us and completely disappear right before our eyes.
That is, to me, you know, the old school people get mad because you're ruining the history of college football.
I mean, it makes me mad. I don't like it at all. I hate it. I hate it.
Hate it?
I do.
That's awfully strong. Hate.
I hate
really
it.
That much?
Yeah, I do, because, you know, growing up, there was pageantry in college athletics, and it just feels like the dollar rules all in a way now.
Yes.
That it didn't in the past. And fans are being left behind. The people that actually are tuning into these things, going to the games, spending their money, they are being thought of last with these TV deals, with conference realignment, with NIL, all of this stuff. And at some point, it gets frustrating when you're like, every single decision that's being made, the fans and the people that actually support these universities are being thought of last. And that just bothers me.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you, along with my guy Connor over there. Jeff Calkins comes up at 5 o'clock today. We're going to talk more with him about this big story. He talked about it on his show this morning from 9 to 11. We'll get more into it coming up at 5 o'clock. Looking forward to doing that. Also coming up, Colin Ward Henninger from CBS out in the Bay Area joins us coming up here at 4:30. And then in 5:30, Ian Cummings of Pro Football Network. We'll get into some tight ends mock draft talk with him coming up at 5:30. That's right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 929 ESPN Memphis.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. The Gabe Kuhn Show afternoons.
It's Gabe Kuhn from 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show. And 92.9 FM ESPN is a proud radio partner for the 2024 Memphis Touchdown Club Speaker Series benefiting Lavonner Children's Hospital. Starting with Paul Feinbaum, our guest speaker, on April 29th at the Hilton Memphis. Get your tickets now online at 92.9ESPN.com or go to MemphisTouchdownClub.com. The 2024 Memphis Touchdown Club Speaker Series for Lavonner with 92.9 FM ESPN. Listen, I know how tempting it is to buy that national brand of liquor you've been buying for years. You've been reaching for it. It's hard to break the habit, but whatever that bottle contains, we have a local distillery that does it better. And I tell you about them all the time. Their name is Old Dominic Distillery. They have gin, vodka, toddy, whiskey, bourbon. It's the most fresh, most full spirit that you can buy in this city. And it's not a surprise because The distillery is right here in Memphis, downtown on the riverfront, 305 South Front Street. They have events all the time. You can go check all those out, book a tour and tasting at olddominic.com. And also, you can ship Old Dominic spirits. They're great to get as a gift. You can check that out at olddominic.com. And, of course, as always, they're the official spirit of the Grizzlies. If you go down to FedEx Forum, make sure that you take advantage of one of their two bar locations. But regardless, Old Dominic Distillery wants me to tell you to come by and make sure that you say hi.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, an increase in organic search visibility, and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local P.F. Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. P.F. Chang's and AmericanEagle.com. Another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
The NBA playoffs are unpredictable, but you can wager confidently with BetMGM, an authorized gaming operator of the NBA. Just log into your account today to receive an NBA playoff bet insurance token. Add an NBA playoff wager to your bet slip and activate the token. If you lose your wager with the token applied, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to the maximum amount specified on your token. Don't sweat a missed shot when you wager with bet insurance from BetMGM. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to receive your NBA playoff bet insurance token. Drive the lane confidently with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Tennessee only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
If you're unaware, T-Mobile calls themselves the Un-carrier, which is fitting considering they just unraveled their price lock guarantee for new customers. If you ask me, that's pretty uncool. If you're uncomfortable with a company that says one thing but does another, then switch to Xfinity, whose whole home Wi-Fi, wired internet, service, speed, and reliability are unparalleled. Unjoin the Un-carrier. Switch to Xfinity today. Now through April 21st, new customers can get 300 megabits per second Xfinity Internet for $35. And ask how you can save 40% over T-Mobile in your first year. Switch today. Go to Xfinity.com/T-MOFAX, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account and a 1-year contract. Connect more Internet versus T-Mobile home Internet. $60 a month. Regular pricing applies after promo period. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Effective for new customers after 1/17/2024. T-Mobile's price lock will only reimburse your last bill if you terminate service due to a price increase.
Once a year in the spring, Genesis Diamonds does something incredible. And it's happening this weekend. weekend. A $30 million three-day spring extravaganza. With extra savings store-wide. Up to 35% off. One-of-a-kind rings, earrings, bands, bracelets, luxury timepieces. This is an exceptional buying opportunity from the area's premier jeweler, including prestigious designer lines you can't find anywhere else. Special pricing on all lab-grown and natural diamonds. It's this Friday through Sunday only. And only at Genesis Diamonds. Poplar at Perkins Extended.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love with the free Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams with Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the free Odyssey app today.
Tonight, cloudy with a low of 51.
Weather brought to you by Robert Half.
9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Yeah. With today's special guest host, Sparky Pfeiffer.
I got fake people showing fake love to me. Straight up to
we're back. It is the Gabe Kuhn Show here on a Friday. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. Jeff Calkins comes up top of the hour at 5 o'clock. Talk some Warriors demise. That's always a fun topic, right? Coming up in the next segment, Colin Ward-Henninger of CBS Sports. I want to just briefly touch a little bit, because I don't get a lot of chance to come in here and host. And I'm not quite sure how much Gabe Kuhn got into the whole Caitlin Clark situation, Connor.
We got into it.
Or the other. Okay, I'm going to tell you my take on this.
Okay.
I think they are setting up Caitlin Clark for failure. I don't think she is being set up for success right now in the WNBA. I think she's being set up like she is Tiger, like she's LeBron, like she's Michael Jordan. One of those type of players that come in and elevate a league by themselves. Tiger elevated like crazy. I mean, the PGA was face down in the dirt. He came in, picked him up off the mat, and lifted him up over his head and said, "Let me show you the way out of this." And did. Purse money increase, marketing, everything. He completely changed where the PGA Tour was on the map of sports and what people were watching by simply him showing up. Michael Jordan didn't have to do that. You already had Bird and Magic, and that had already been kind of built up. But he took it to the next level. He took marketing in the NBA to the next level. Be like Mike, marketing campaign jingle. He had his own shoe line, that whole deal. So he completely took it to a different level and made it must see. When he showed up at a road arena, it was sold out because Michael Jordan was here. We all got to go see Michael Jordan. LeBron James was more hyped than Michael Jordan certainly was coming out of North Carolina, similar to Tiger Woods, in that when he came in, everybody was already crowning him the king, right? He's going to be the guy. Can't miss. No worries. He stepped into the Cavaliers as a teenager and immediately took off. A couple years later, boom, they're in the NBA Finals. I mean, to me, that's what everybody is asking Caitlin Clark to do. They're asking Caitlin Clark to reach over, pick up the WNBA, face down in the dirt, because that's pretty much where it is, pick him up off the ground, and raise him up over her head. And I'm here to tell you, it's probably not going to happen. Yes, everybody tuned in and watched Iowa, right, in the NCAA tournament. People that didn't care about women's college basketball tuned in because why? She shot threes from a long distance. She was a heck of a basketball player. One of the best college.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Basketball players we've seen, and that's fine, and that's great. But now, at this next level, the game gets a lot tougher. The competition level steps up quite a bit from what you were just playing at in college basketball at the WNBA level. And what you're asking is for her to go out and win championships. You're asking her to lead the league in scoring. You're asking her to be her own traveling show, where when she shows up on the road at another arena from, you know, she's in Indiana. So let's say she goes from Indianapolis and picks somewhere else, East Coast, wherever. Are they going to sell out every time she shows up in arena? Now, early on, might happen. Is it going to hold? I doubt it. I mean, Fanatics came out and said they sold out all of her jerseys that they had. They're all gone. Poof, gone. Got drafted. See ya. None available. All gone. And they're going to print some more. So the immediate burst is there. But Brittany Griner was this unbelievable phenom that was coming out of college women's basketball just not so long ago. And she's a good WNBA player, no doubt. But her being kept hostage was the biggest story that you've had on a WNBA player in how long? And that wasn't for a good reason. Obviously, you never want that to be the reason. But that's why everybody was talking about her. WNBA star, held hostage, captive, whatever. That's what it was. It wasn't because she was dominating the WNBA. It wasn't because everybody was coming out. In order to take the WNBA to the next level, that means everybody has to be involved. Right? Those people that watch the NBA don't really watch WNBA. Can they, will they turn on their TV dials to watch her play? Will they buy tickets when she's playing for a WNBA team that's close to where you live? Will you go see her because she's Caitlin Clark? I have my doubts. I have serious, serious doubts that she is going to be able to do what people are acting like they expect her to do. It is the weight of the world. My guess, if I was guessing, within 2 to 3 years, nobody's talking about it anymore. You may talk about every once in a while, oh, look at this shot Caitlin Clark made or whatever else. But the buzz will be gone. The buzz never died with Tiger Woods. The buzz never died with Michael Jordan. The buzz didn't die with LeBron James. I don't think she can sustain this and carry it like those other people did. And that is what, seemingly, everybody is asking her to do. And that is why I think it's unfair to put all of this on her. She didn't ask for it, but we're all just making it her deal. This is what you're going to have to do to pick up the WNBA and run with it. And if she does, I'll gladly be wrong. Happily be wrong if she can do it. But again, I have my doubts. Coming up next, Colin Ward-Henniger, CBS Sports. He wrote about the demise of the Golden State Warriors. Is the dynasty dead? We'll find out next on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 929 ESPN Memphis.
The road to the NBA Finals starts now, and new customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. You can bet on a lot of things. You can bet on player props, over-unders, first basket score. You can bet on the spread, but there's also more available to you. Just go to FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K to get started. FanDuel is an official sports betting partner of the NBA, 92.9 ESPN. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire just 7 days after receipt. You can see full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, make sure to call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mississippi Land Bank is unique in the marketplace, and Bobby Spinks explains their patronage program is a prime example of how.
Our patronage dividend program sets us apart from any other financial institution in our area, and it's a way that we can give back. All of my customers are my owners, and that's unique and different. When we're successful, they're successful. We share those benefits with them.
For more information on Mississippi Land Bank's patronage program, visit mslandbank.com.
Hey everyone, Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's three checklist items when looking for a good dentist practice. One, are they good at their job? That's one thing you absolutely don't have to worry about when you go to Dr. Mady's today at the Smile Center. Two, is it convenient? I would say the Smile Center is about as convenient as it gets. Perfect location in Germantown. And three, are they personable? You may catch Dr. Mady try to talk Grizzlies with you upon your visit. But regardless, Smile Center checks all the boxes for a phenomenal dentist practice. Get to their location in Germantown or go to smilecentermemphis.com.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Today, we're the largest injury firm in the world, and I'm thankful to you for trusting us all these years. We'll always be here for the people, not the powerful. Injured? The choice is easy. Morgan & Morgan. Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Atlas Tube and the Zekelman campus is expanding. Join a growing team in our new advanced facility that's definitely not your average steel mill. Earn great pay, bonuses, and competitive benefits while supporting the future of American steel. We're now hiring skilled industrial electricians, mechanics, maintenance, and many more. Text STEEL to 20123 for more information. Again, that's STEEL, STEEL, to 20123. Or visit us at Zekelman.com/jobs. Zekelman, believe in what you build.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
The Frame Corner is your place for all your sports and memorabilia framing. They specialize in making that winning photo, special sports moment, or any of your sports collectibles into a prized possession you can put on display. Since 1975, the Frame Corner has been Memphis' premier framing experts. So bring those sports memories to the Frame Corner and let them turn it into something special. The Frame Corner, 5035 Park Avenue in Memphis. Call 682-9901 or visit FrameCornerMemphis.com.
All 650 acquisition, P30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE75620, MSRP 22320, EV6, P56033, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG5, 1041, MSRP 37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff Allen, what's happening over there at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah Wonderland?
Randy, we are making magic on Mount Moriah. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, 41 MPG highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. 2023 Kia EV6 win, $249 a month, and a 2024 Telluride LX front wheel drive, $369. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24 month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9, and always get peace of mind with a 10 year, 100,000 mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
So get over there, Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. With today's special guest host, Sparky Pfeiffer.
It's a happy Friday. The weekend is upon us. It is a beautiful thing. And I would think most Grizzly fans would probably agree it's a beautiful thing that the Warriors dynasty is collapsing in front of us and may finally be dead. Finally, we think, we hope. Colin Ward Henninger wrote a piece about just that on CBS Sports. He joins us now here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. Colin, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, I had a day off from basketball yesterday. Last one for a long time.
Yeah, man. You just keep traveling all over the place, I'm sure, covering all these different games. This whole collapse against the Kings,
And the Kings really just manhandled the Warriors the other night, like you talked about. It really kind of an embarrassing loss for Golden State. And you have all of these different betting lines of, you know, where Draymond's going to end up. Where is Steph going? Where is Klay Thompson going? What are the real odds in your mind that they keep this thing together and try to do it one more time next year?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, watching that game, being there in person, it was, you know, deflating for Warriors fans, for this Warriors organization. They're so used to winning and showing up in games like that, an elimination game, all that experience, all those championships. All of that is supposed to mean something, and to get absolutely walloped and just humiliated, out-physicaled, out-shot, out-played, everything, it really gave insight into what potentially the future of this organization is. Now, if you ask the Warriors, Steve Kerr is going to tell you, I have no problem bringing everybody back. You know, Steph Curry and Draymond Green said, of course we want Klay Thompson back. Mike Dunleavy says there's no way we're getting rid of Draymond Green, and we obviously want to bring Klay back. So that's what they're all saying. What is actually going to happen? We're not so sure, but the Warriors don't have a ton of options. I think that's the problem. They don't have tradable assets. Draymond Green's contract makes him, you know, not someone that necessarily other teams are going to want. Who's going to want a veteran player who's aging and comes with all the baggage that Draymond Green comes with? Even though he performed very well this season, Klay Thompson, again, it depends on what number they can sign him to. But there's other teams looking at him as well. The Mavericks are in the mix. Orlando is a team that's been said that they're interested in Klay Thompson. So where are you going to go? They're young players. You know, you can trade Jonathan Kuminga, but he's really one of the only young players who's performing at a level that makes you think he might become a star one day. So do you want to get rid of him? The other guys, you know, not necessarily tradable assets. So because of the Warriors' payroll and the aging nature of their stars, I think it's going to be very hard to make a big move that brings in another superstar. So ultimately, I think you might be looking at a very similar roster next year with just some changes, you know, around the periphery maybe. And to me, like I wrote in my story, I think if you're relying on an aging core of Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green again next season, I think that means that the championship dynasty is over.
Okay, so let's talk about Bob Myers, because he obviously knew this was coming. He's not stupid. So he got out before the storms started to arise. I think he saw him coming and said, no, I'm not going to be here for this one. I built this. I'm not going to be here for the destruction of it. Mike Dunleavy Jr. gets the job, ready or not, here I come. And this puts him in a really, really difficult situation. In my mind, pretty much a no-win situation, because there's really nowhere to go but down from this point, and potentially a long rebuild after this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Steve Kerr said it, you can't be on top forever. And Bob Myers clearly saw the writing on the wall. He had dealt with so much through the Kevin Durant drama, through the Draymond Green drama, and he decided to get out of there. So Mike Dunleavy, you know, credit to him, found Brandon Pajemski and Trace Jackson Davis, two rookies who came in and played an immediate role on this team. You know, Dario Saric looked like he was going to be helpful and then just completely dropped out of the rotation. So I think he's done what he can, but this is going to be kind of a make or break summer for him in terms of what he's able to do. You know, the Chris Paul question, he has, you know, a non-guaranteed contract. What do you do with him? Do you re-sign him to a new number? Do you sign and trade him? Do you just let him go? That's going to be an important question. And then obviously, you know, the Klay Thompson thing is really going to be, it's one of those things where everyone on the team wants him back, but is this the best basketball decision for you? Now, don't get me wrong, Klay Thompson had a pretty good year, like 18 points, 38% three-point shooting, really thrived in his bench role, which is what Kerr said, that he really wants to keep him in next season. He kind of came back into the starting lineup due to injuries, but Kerr said that Thompson should be a bench player. You don't want him playing 35 minutes a game. And he's a shooter on a team that, you know, we always think of the Warriors as this three-point bombing team. They don't have a ton of three-point shooting. They just have really good top-level shooters. So they need to add more shooting. They need to get faster. They need to get bigger. That's a lot of things to do in one summer for Mike Dunleavy.
No doubt about it. Colin Ward-Henninger from CBS Sports joins us here on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 929 ESPN Memphis. Draymond Green is a guy that I can't stand personally. And I'm sure most fans around the country can't stand him either. The Warriors have been extremely patient in dealing with him and have had probably a lot of frustrations this year dealing with him, including Kerr pretty much saying enough is enough at this point. I would think he is one guy that probably is destined not to be back in this mix next year.
You can say that, but ultimately, I just don't know if they can get rid of Draymond Green. I know he comes with all that baggage. Steve Kerr has said it. He said, you know, he's done unforgivable things, and
yes,
I forgave him. So that is what this Draymond Green in a nutshell for this Golden State Warriors team. He continues to do things that hurt the team, and yet when he's on the floor, he is so valuable to them in terms of everything he does defensively, his ability to be a point forward and allow Steph and Clay to get off the ball. And obviously, you know, his leadership is all the players, I will tell you, from being around this team, they trust him. They love him. They think he's the best teammate. He's loyal. They hate all the stuff that he does, all the antics. But they, at the end of the day, they forgive him because they know it comes from a place of caring and wanting to win, even though he is a flawed individual. So I think from an outside perspective, everyone will say, yeah, they got to get rid of this guy. But I really cannot see that happening just because he is so important to this team. And, you know, he knows that if he crosses the line one more time, the league is going to come down on him very, very hard. I mean, we saw a 12-game suspension. The next one might be 20. It might be 30. It might be 50. It might be an entire season if he does something very egregious. So he knows that. The team knows that. And as I said, if his contract was a little more tradable, I think maybe we'd be talking about moving him. But at this point, given his number, given what he does for this organization and where the Warriors stand as a franchise, I just don't know if they're going to be able to move him.
You know, the interesting team in all this mix, and we were talking about it a little bit yesterday, the San Antonio Spurs, very interesting. Because with Wembanyama and with Popovich as a coach, which a lot of these U.S. Olympic guys have played for and respect and like and want to play for, don't you eventually see San Antonio landing a star or two to go play with Wembanyama to put them on the map in the West? Because a young Oklahoma City team is going nowhere. They're going to be here for a while. Joker is going nowhere in Denver. They're going to be there for a while. It feels like San Antonio might be in a position here to kind of stack up a couple of stars and be there for a while as well.
Yeah, that's a great call. I mean, I think everyone, the way that the Spurs handled last offseason, they thought that they were going to take things slow with Wembanyama, right? Like, let's just keep some young players around him. Let's not rush into spending all our money on veterans. That's out the window. What we saw from Victor Wembanyama this year, particularly in the second half of the season, he is a superstar right now. He is capable of getting a team deep in the playoffs right now if you put the right pieces around him. So I think you're right on the money with this offseason is going to be very interesting for the San Antonio Spurs. You'd think of a name like Trae Young has been thrown around a lot, trying to get him a point guard. I've even heard, you know, if Chris Paul doesn't end up back with the Warriors, maybe he goes to San Antonio, really lends his leadership and veteran ability there. The superstar move, I'm not sure, is coming this summer, but, you know, it's the NBA. You get surprised every single year with somebody flying off the shelf that you thought was secure. So, absolutely, once you see Victor Wembanyama play, you'd look at him and think, all right, that is a guy who I want to be with for the next, you know, 5, 10 years, whatever it is, because he is so good that if you pair him with the right superstar next to him, this is going to be a very, very dangerous San Antonio team moving forward.
Obviously, Memphis was good at one point, and then Ja Morant had his issues, and then Ja Morant got hurt. The whole team has been hurt all year long. But with this team probably coming back intact, because pretty much everybody's under contract, Kennard's got an option, but outside, or they have a club option on Kennard. Outside of that, this whole roster is pretty much back. How good can this Memphis team really be as far as competing in this West, which is stacked like always?
Yeah, that's the danger, right? You look at the West and you think, okay, we could improve to 50 wins next year. Well, that was a 5 seed this year. So I think Memphis can be right in the mix. Even, you know, I play DFS, Daily Fantasy Sports, so I'm taking all these Grizzlies guys who I've never heard of, and I'm watching their games. And they're playing hard. They're organized. They're pulling off upsets that they shouldn't pull off. And this is with an absolutely depleted roster. So you think we get John Morant, Desmond Bain, Jaren Jackson Jr. back for a whole season. I think they can be very dangerous in the West. I think this is also a team that people will sort of forget about next season when they're talking about the mix, right? Because we got the Thunder, we got the Nuggets, we got the Wolves, we got the Mavericks, we've got the Suns, and suddenly you're going to remember, oh, hey, the Grizzlies were really good when they actually had their players on the floor. So what they've built there, I think, is tremendous. I think Taylor Jenkins does a great job. And to have that talent, which, remember, Jaren Jackson Jr. had a great season. You know, he's one of the guys who was relatively healthy. Desmond Bane would look like a new player, like he had taken another leap before his injury issues. And obviously we know what John Morant is capable of. So I think the Grizzlies are going to be right in that mix next season if everybody can stay healthy.
You brought up the Mavericks, and I'm wrong a lot, right? I mean, we're all wrong a lot when we think something and then it goes the opposite way. I didn't think there was any chance Kyrie and Luka were going to work out this year after what I saw last year. I was like, this is a waste of time. What are they doing in Dallas? But it has worked out, and Luka's kind of gone to another level because of it.
It really has, and I, you know, I asked Jason Kidd about this, and he said what really came down to was their preseason trip overseas. They went to Abu Dhabi and they went to Madrid, and they said that Luka and Kyrie really bonded on that trip, and they realized, you know, hey, this is it. We got to make this work now. The way last season ended, like, that can't happen again. So I don't know what Kyrie's deal is. I don't think anyone does, but he's been an upstanding citizen. Luka said that he keeps that team together as a leader, and that is something that's so important for them.
Kyrie
keeps that team together.
What?
Kyrie Irving. That's what Luka Doncic said.
Come on.
Absolutely. I know, but this goes back to the Draymond Green thing, right? Like, from the outside perspective, we think these guys are crazy. We think that their teammates must hate them.
Yes.
But there is a reason that their teammates love them, and it's because when they're on the court, they play well. They are in the locker room, you know, supporting their teammates. And then they could do something crazy. but yeah, back to the Mavericks. I think that what really ended up working was their defense clicked in the second half. You know, eventually Luka Doncic and Kyrie, even if they're not playing great together, they can do their your turn, my turn thing, and have two of the most dynamic backcourt scorers, you know, we've ever seen, really. But really what came together was the pieces around them. Adding PJ Washington, adding Daniel Gafford really took this team to another level. So, you know, nobody wants to play the Mavericks in the playoffs. That first round series against the Clippers, I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that Kawhi can be somewhere near 100% if he does play in that series. Otherwise, the Clippers are going to have a real hard time. And then if the Mavericks get by them, that's a team that could really challenge Denver. I still think Denver's the best team in the West. I think they're going to come out of there. But that series is going to be a bloodbath if they end up meeting the Mavericks.
Talking with Colin Warren-Henninger, CBS Sports. MVP ballots, what would your ballot look like?
Well, I have to have Jokic first. I just think I look at his body of work. I would say at mid-season, I thought Shai Gilgeous-Alexander would have been my MVP, but he kind of tailed off towards the end of the year, maybe to do with the way that the games were being officiated. He didn't really get to the line as much as he did earlier in the year. But you just watch Nikola Jokic and what he's able to do on the basketball court, particularly for me, it's the clutch. You know, not saying Shai is not a clutch player, but you give the ball to Nikola Jokic and he just makes great things happen. There's no doubt about it. So you look at what is the MVP, what should it be, and everyone has a different answer. In my mind, it's the team, it's the player that makes his team better every single second that he's on the court. And there's no player in the NBA right now who does that better than Nikola Jokic. You look at the on-off numbers, you look at the way that they've built that team, which is just to maximize his talent. Three MVPs, I think it's almost, you know, it's almost a guarantee that he's going to win this year. So three MVPs, just looking at, you know, if they're able to win another title, maybe another one. You're looking at an all-time great player, and he's only 29, I think.
I'll say this. Coach of the year, I don't know who's going to win it. I think, you know, Minnesota, Oklahoma City, incredible jobs. But for my money, Jamal Mosley in Orlando is my clear-cut choice for being able to take the Magic, you know, kind of from where they were to, you know, a kind of borderline playoff team. And up until the last week, he was sitting there with a chance at a possible 2 seed in the Eastern Conference. Now, obviously, they fell apart, but they had every opportunity to have the 2 seed in the East up until the last week. I think he did a marvelous job with that Magic team. They play hard. They play physical. They play very well defensively. I think he's done a great job.
Yeah, incredible job. I mean, you look at that Magic team. They're 22nd. They finished 22nd in the league in offense, and they still managed to win all those games. Now, that if that's not a credit to great coaching, I don't know what is. I mean, like you said, the defense was elite towards the top of the league. Having two young stars in Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner, having Jalen Suggs, a guy who was kind of on the fringes of, is this guy going to be a bust? And suddenly he turns into this reliable three-point shooter and real emotional leader on the team, mixing in Mo Wagner and Goga Batadze and all these people. Yeah, absolutely a great coach. To me, however, I would say that Mark Daigneault in Oklahoma City is going to be, that would be my pick for coach of the year. This Oklahoma City Thunder team to land a 1 seed in that stacked West, like we talked about, with a team whose their starting lineup's average age was younger than the North Carolina Tar Heels this year. So to go with a young team like that, to take them from, you know, an emerging, you know, fun team to a number one seed in that West, I would give him the edge personally. But absolutely, Jamal Mosley, if you vote for him, I've got no problem with that.
I got another one for you. That Magic team, you know, their general manager was Anthony Parker. He took over last summer. But the guy that built that roster was John Hammond. And then he steps aside for Parker to become a consultant or whatever they made him in Orlando. And he's also the one that had Giannis and Middleton and kind of built that in Milwaukee. And then he left there to go to Orlando before they won the championship. He helped to build this Orlando team. I'm not sure how much credit he gets in NBA circles for being a really smart dude, but this is now two organizations that he went in and kind of rebuilt through the draft mainly into contending teams.
Yeah, it's amazing. You see guys like this throughout the NBA. Tim Connelly's another one who yep. built the Nuggets and then went to Minnesota, and now they're a contender. So it's you find one of these guys, and they really are important to your organization. And it's amazing how much one move, one mistake, one huge pick can change the entire organization. So for Orlando to get, choose Paolo Banchero, remember he was not necessarily going to be the number one pick that year. It was going to be Jabari Smith Jr. And no shade on Jabari Smith Jr., but if he's on the Magic instead of Paolo, I don't think this team is doing what it's doing right now. So absolutely the front office, you know, we talk about the Warriors, Bob Myers, the same thing, making the right picks. And eventually those guys turn into what become franchise cornerstones. So it's important to get those guys in the front office. And like you said, I don't think a lot of fans really think about that when they think about teams.
No doubt about it. He is Colin Ward-Henninger, again, CBS Sports. And thanks so much for coming on, Colin. Appreciate it. I'm sure we'll talk to you in the future here on the Gabe Kuhn Show.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Colin Ward-Henninger, CBS Sports on 929 ESPN Memphis. I'm Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, filling in for Gabe Kuhn. Coming up next, Jeff Calkins. Ah, buddy, I can't wait. Rumor has it he's got an invite to some party tonight. And, of course, we have to talk about all that NIL money FedEx is throwing at Memphis University. We'll do that straight ahead here on 929 ESPN Memphis.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Oxbow, family-owned and operated retail store. It's been making waves in Memphis for over a decade. Make sure you get over to 964 June Road, off Poplar, on June Road, behind the Amoco Station. What can you find at that two-story storefront? Just about anything your heart desires. You can get the best clothing. They have vintage tees. They have the best brands as well. If you want to get some polos and some pants and everything, they have Free Fly, Genteel, Fair Harbor, Duckhead, Mizzen, and Main. They have your favorite teams over there as well. So they have Tigers, Grizzlies, Alabama, Tennessee, Arkansas, you name it, they have it over at 964 June Road. They also have vintage vinyl. They have sports memorabilia for the diehard fans out there. They have a great card collection. If you're into that, They also have hunting and outdoor essentials for the adventurous souls over at 964 June Road. And they have just about all that online as well. If you don't want to go in-store, go to shopoxbow.com. That's shopoxbow.com. And when you fill up that shopping cart with whatever your heart desires, throw in my promo code, The Gabe Show. All caps, no spaces, The Gabe Show. And you'll get 20% off that online order at shopoxbow.com.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
Commercial building owner with a flat or metal roof that's leaking, 901 Roof Coatings will repair it. That's right. They're now repairing commercial roof leaks, too. Or need your whole roof restored? They've still got you covered. Call 901-287-1923 or visit 901roofcoatings.com.
Let me tell you about my friends Carl and Karen. This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spa. Winning. Dancing.
Winning.
The sport
we get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.